oneness. I and mind-body would have to be utterly and in all ways one. In that case, asserting an I would be pointless. It would be impossible to think of my body or my head or my mind. When mind and body no longer exist, the self also would not exist. Since mind and body are plural, a person's selves also would be plural. Since the I is just one, mind and body also would be one. Just as mind and body are produced and disintegrate, so it would have to be asserted that the I is inherently produced and inherently disintegrates. In this case, neither the pleasurable effects of virtuous actions nor the painful effects of non-virtuous actions would bear fruit for us, or we would be experiencing the effects of actions we ourselves did not commit. Difference. I and mind-body would have to be completely separate. In that case, the I would have to be findable after clearing away mind and body. The I would not have the characteristics of production, abiding, and disintegration. The I would absurdly have to be just a figment of the imagination or permanent. Absurdly, the I would not have any physical or mental characteristics. 5. Not finding such an I, firmly decide neither I nor any person is inherently established. 6. Remain for a while, absorbing the meaning of emptiness, concentrating on the absence of inherent establishment. 7. Then, once again, let the appearances of people dawn to your mind. 8. Reflect on the fact that, within the context of dependent arising, people also engage in actions and thus accumulate karma and experience the effects of those actions. 9. Ascertain the fact that the appearance of people is effective and feasible within the absence of inherent existence. 10. When effectiveness and emptiness seem to be contradictory, use the example of a mirror image. The image of a face is undeniably produced in dependence on a face and a mirror, even though it is empty of the eyes, ears, and so forth it appears to have. And the image of a face undeniably disappears when either face or mirror is absent. Similarly, although a person does not have even a speck of inherent establishment, it is not contradictory for a person to perform actions, accumulate karma, experience effects, and be born in dependence on karma and destructive emotions. 11. Try to view the lack of contradiction between effectiveness and emptiness with respect to all people and things.